Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Mozart's Basement. This is actually the first episode ever of Mozart's Basement, and what we're going to be trying to do with this program is go out into the local Ottawa area and interview various bands that are doing their thing on the live scene here. And we're lucky enough tonight to have Fused in the studio. We'll be doing a little bit of an acoustic session with them. Now, Fused is one of Ottawa's newest bands. And they're quickly gaining notoriety here in town, promoting their recent release, Four Mayors of Awesome Town. Now, fans and critics alike have described it as a powerful, edgy album, moving, and most recently, epic. So we'll be spinning several tracks from this album tonight. Each member of Fused has gained success in previous years through various bands, and we'll go through the individual members one by one and just sort of list a bit of their history, a bit of their bio. And Fused basically came to fruition right at the perfect timing for Tech Rock's 2008. We'll be talking about that a little later on too. And they were lucky to win that Battle of the Bands type competition. And they've been crowned with the title of Ottawa's number one technology band. Now, they're a straight-up four-piece rock band consisting of drums, bass, guitar, and vocals. And on vocals, we have Sarah Dalby. Sarah began her singing career back in grade school, and then in high school moved on to sing for the jazz band. And they went to various competitions across Canada, and they even got to play outside of Tomorrowland at Disney World. So there you go. That's a good gig to get if you can get it, I think. In university, Sarah joined a hard rock band called Sunday Adventure, and admittedly, she says they weren't very good, but man, we had a good time. So when Sunday Adventure broke up, I guess that was inevitable at some point, Sarah found herself with no band, and she had never really played an instrument before. So off to the music store she went, bought her first guitar, and within a couple of months, 3 months I think, she was doing the open mic circuit in Ottawa. And at the time, I guess the original members of the band Fuse, not to be confused with Fused, you get that? Anyways, I guess they saw Sarah, and Sarah joined up with Fuse. They played all over Ottawa. Some of the names of these bars will be familiar to you. Ottawa Folk, Barrymore's, Mavericks, Café de Cuff, and Zaphod's. And they went through a similar situation that a lot of bands go through, always trying to get the chemistry between the rhythm section and the rest of the band. So this time, Fused came to an end, and after doing some solo work with Nathan Tung, he's the guitarist in Fused, Sarah finally was able to recruit Steven and Kevin to the band, and Fused was born. And Sarah just loves to rock it out on stage with her bandmates, and she, on her website, says, blow your face off with her larger-than-life voice. And you will see she does have an absolutely spectacular voice. So that's a little bit of history on Sarah. Now, Nathan, he's the guitarist in this band, perhaps spontaneously flashed into existence because there's no bio posting of him, making him a bit of an enigma to us all. So we can tell you that his favorite color is green, and his favorite food is pizza and poutine. Not sure if that's mixed together or what. But he lists Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and Matthew Good as some of his musical influences. Now we move on to the bass player, Kevin Simard. Kevin's a versatile musician. He's a longtime fixture here in the local Ottawa scene. He's played around town with various bands. He was in Dionysus, and I think perhaps some of you folks will know that he's actually on the recording of the Cooper Hill song, My Mind and Crusher. So the song about Bill Cooper, Small, Small World here. Kevin Simard was in Cooper Hill at the time and was in the studio to do that recording with us. So anyways, now he's rocking the rhythm section on bass guitar in Fused. Now, that leaves us with Steven Meeting. And Steven started drumming in 1995, played with several bands, Winter Julia, a band called Black Sheep from St. John's, Newfoundland, and more recently, I guess, here with a band called Nostalgia in Ottawa. And around 2000, he was touring Black Sheep across the Maritime provinces, playing some of the famous venues out there. If you've ever been to the bar scene in Halifax, the Split Crow is a must visit. The Fife and Drum in Halifax as well. Dolan's in St. John, New Brunswick. And the entire range of the fantastic bars in St. John's, Newfoundland, which is famous for their bar to resident ratio. It's a very, very high ratio, lots of bars. O'Reilly's and Greensleeves and so forth. Stephen lists Pink Floyd, Stone Temple Pilots, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Tragically Hip, and Widemouth Mason as some of his musical influences. So let's just go to a brief break here, ladies and gentlemen, and then we'll be back here in the studio with Fused. We're here in the Hour of the Time Canadian Studios with Fused.
Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you doing? I've got a special treat for you today as we're doing a bit of an acoustic session with these folks. Typically, you're a little bit more electrified, though.
Absolutely.
Lots of energy on stage and stuff. So where did you guys originally get together? I understand just last year now, was it, that you won the Ottawa Tech Rocks competition? And you were saying just in the pre-interview here that that was your first or second gig and you actually won the thing?
That was our very first gig together, absolutely.
So when was that, and what is Tech Rocks all about?
Well, Tech Rocks is basically giving the opportunity to people like us where we have day jobs, giving us a chance to kind of showcase what we have, and basically working in the technology market and giving us the opportunity to rock some faces off. So we got together, a long time coming. It started off with me and Nathan in a band called Fuse, and then took a long time to try and find the right dynamic, the right people to play with, and lo and behold, we found Kev, and who's our bassist, and started jamming in Kev's basement. Go Rockland, what's up? And then I work with Steve, and he actually hired me at Rogers, and we used to bug him all the time to come play drums, Steve. And finally, I guess I was annoying enough that Steve finally caved, and he came to jam with us, and we found this Tech Rocks, thought it was a great opportunity to kind of go out there, see what we had, and lo and behold, we won it, and hey, rock on.
And as far as the Battle of the Bands goes, this is a pretty good prize to win, because didn't you get out of that your current release?
Yeah, we won studio time with that, and CD duplication, shrink wrap, barcoded, the whole sort of deal.
Artwork and
yeah, music. Yeah, absolutely gave us the opportunity to make this album. We did a lot of work with Bruce from Blue Bear as well, so the combination of the two really was able to make this product and really help us get the ball rolling.
And I'd like to thank you for bringing in a little stack here. I've got, I think I have six or seven here, so if you want to call into the studio line, it's 613-733-4324, and I'll take the first six people that leave a message, or seven if I have seven copies, and I'll send that out postage paid to you. So the title of the album is The Four Mayors of Awesome Town.
Yeah.
Where'd that come from? Where'd that come from? It's got to have come from somewhere.
It started off with me saying Awesome Town all the time. And then, well, I guess we just, like, we're really lucky. We're all best friends. I mean, this is the best dynamic to work in. And because we always say Awesome Town all the time, we just decided, well, we came up with it, so we're going to be the mayors of Awesome Town. So why not?
Excellent. Well, let's actually spin a song off of Awesome Town here now for you folks before we get into some of the live acoustic stuff. So I think we got Shame on the list here. That seems to be a popular one on your MySpace site. And we'll come back and give you folks all the details about the website addresses and all that right after this. Okay, here's Shame off of the Four Mayors of Awesome Town by Fused.
Soul again,
It seems at times you're mysterious to me. I wish at times I walk away. A blackened sky reflects the loneliness in what you're selling.
Okay, all right, folks, that was Shame off of Four Mares of Awesome Town by Fused. And Fused, I guess I should introduce you guys on lead vocals.
That is me.
That is you, Sarah Dalby.
Sarah D from the 613.
There we go. And we have okay, that was Nathan Nathan Tung on guitars.
How's it going, hello. Nathan? It's going great. How about yourself?
Good.
And yes, ladies, that's tongue like in your mouth.
What about Kevin Simard there?
Yeah, I'm the bass player.
There you go.
There you go.
And Stephen Meeting on drums. And today I understand you won't be playing drums. It's a little bit cramped here in the studio. But
that's correct. But you'll hear a little bit of guitar work and a little bit of vocals on the acoustic session later on.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, that was a fantastic tune. What was your influence behind Shame? Where did that come from originally?
Well, a lot of the times when we're writing music, it always starts off with the boys jamming out a tune. When I'm writing lyrics, it's very much, I gotta feel what's the music bringing out in me? Is it making me feel a certain emotion? And a lot of the times when I'm writing lyrics, it's not just about necessarily what's happened to me. You know, I've had the opportunity to meet a lot of great people in my life and see a lot of things happen. So I try and pull from all those different resources to try and write songs that are, you know, that I can relate to and that other people can relate to as well. So Shame, when we first started writing it, Nate came up with a great riff. Kev and Steve came up with awesome, you know, beats to back it up. And the song Shame, it was just one of those songs to just let out that type of emotion where it was just feeling at the time. It's hard to really say specifically. I don't want to say, hey, everybody, this song is exactly what this means. I want everyone to take it for what it is and feel what they feel off of it. But Shame itself is just one of those songs where I think everyone can relate to. There's always been one person maybe in their lives that they've seen where maybe they've done something shameful in their lives, and it's hard to love them because of it. So,
and so it's not about me.
No, not at all.
Good.
Popular
bit of a trip there.
Yeah. You are an honorary deputy of Awesome Town, if you didn't know.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
And there's not many deputies. Yeah, and that song actually kind of had this kind of southern rock kind of feel to it for a bit, which was kind of neat
on the front porch.
So.
Oh, can we tell a story?
The front porch.
You certainly can tell a story. Yes.
Okay, so we're in the studio at Blue Bear, and Bruce, by the way, is phenomenal. If you ever get the
Bruce
chance to go there,
yeah,
absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. So we were trying to figure out, like maybe to try some harmonies, and Steve's voice and my voice go really well together because, as you people can tell, I don't have a very high voice; I have a bit of a low voice. So when we were doing it, Steve out of nowhere does this backup vocal on the front porch, and it sounded like a chorus from Alabama. Like, it was the best thing ever.
Like the NASCAR theme song.
Yeah, it was totally. So, hey, NASCAR, hook us up, buddy, if you want anything. Come see Fuse.
Speaking of sponsorship, I understand that you guys got featured on the Annabelle Cosmetics site?
Yes.
Correct, yeah. Great segue.
Yeah, very well done.
Well, you guys set it up perfectly.
Yeah, actually, if you go to FusedCanada.com.
There we go. We didn't say we were going to give that information
yeah,
out.
It was actually, Steve was absolutely fantastic with that one. He was searching around the internet, I think, hey, Steve? And you just came across it?
Oh, technically, my fiance Jess was searching the internet and said, hey, check this out. And I said, okay,
Browning
that's
points.
A great idea. We went to check it out, and we'd sent it off, and we hadn't heard anything back for about a month, and then out of nowhere, I received an email saying, we really dig your sound. We want to feature you guys as the independent artist for the month of, I believe it was April, on our website. And then a little bit later on, they ended up saying, we'd really like to use your song Alive as a feature in one of our videos for one of our new product launches for Biker Chic. And from there, that's where everything kind of took off, and they spliced it and put it onto a video, and it's on the Annabelle.com site and also on the FuseCanada.com sites as well right now.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I think you guys were planning on doing Alive here acoustically in the studio, so I've handed out the laser fingers. Let's light up our hands and away we go. If for anybody that doesn't know, I got a big discount on a box full of these little finger devices that
they are so awesome,
like little laser flashlights that you put on your fingers. And if you fill the studio with fog and you put them on all the musicians' hands, it's actually quite a cool video effect. So if Fused makes it to the number one spot here, at least you heard it here first that it was my idea. Okay, guys, so
love it.
Let's do a live.
Perfect. Let's do it.
All right.
Rock it up. Woo.
Now you're marina. clock, you just look at your watch and you see the things up there. Every tick of the clock, you just look at your watch and you see the things up there. You wonder, feeling, and thinking this is overrated. You wonder, thinking that this time, baby, it's just how you make me feel alone. With the touch of your hand, it's how you bring me to my knees. Every single time, it's how you bring nightmares alone. When you send it to eyes, it's how you make me feel alive. Alive, alive. It's how you make me, it's how you make me, it's how you make me
feel. All right, guys, that was great.
Thank you.
Cool. So are you planning on doing any acoustic stuff in the future on stage? Because I know the music on the album to me seems like it would translate to the energy would translate out to the crowd very easily. Like it seems like it could be all very successful live music as well. Sometimes you don't get that balance between what's on the album and what's there live too, but it seems like it would translate a lot, you know, the high energy stuff anyways. Would you ever consider doing some acoustic stuff as well?
Yeah, for sure. I think more recently with a show that we had just completed a few Fridays back at the Live Lounge, we tried one of our newer songs, Remember the Day. It used to be an electric song, and then we decided to switch it from an electric song to an acoustic song from a guitar standpoint. We still had the drums and the bass in there as well, but just that was kind of the start for acoustic work, I guess, with Fused, and we did Remember the Day as an acoustic track. And it worked out really well, actually, and yeah. It's something I think we're going to keep in there going
forward. We very much like versatility. We very much like the fact that, you know, every song doesn't sound the same. We have some that are funky, some that are pretty,
right.
Some that are in your face, and I really love that about our songs and the way that we write them is the fact that, you know, it's a broader range that we can get people to kind of go, ooh, I like that song. Ooh,
yeah.
I think that's kind of cool. So please call in and get one of our CDs for free.
There you go.
Just call right now. What's that number?
613-733-4324.
So have you picked up the phone yet? I'm waiting. Let's go. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're always down for trying new things. I mean, that's what music is about, is experiencing new things, trying new things, to really just make the most of the music.
Yeah, actually, it's funny. Not to go back to Remember the Day, but Remember they actually started out as an acoustic song, and then turned into kind of an electric, and then kind of came back to acoustic. So that's I think that's probably the first song that started out as an acoustic.
Not to go back to Remember the Day,
but
we're
going
to completely go back to
when we started doing that song.
Wait, there was one day that I remember.
Me too.
Steven seems very stuck on this song, so why don't you guys give it a spin there.
I think
it's awesome. Because
now this one's not on the current release, right?
So actually, we busted out a whole bunch of new songs, and that's the great thing. Is so many people ask us, they're like, "Oh, well, do you have any covers?" And we're like, "No,"
yeah, it's hard
because
for us to...
it's really hard for us. Actually, hey, guitar man,
what?
Why don't you start talking?
Hi.
Why don't you introduce this next one?
This Remember. Next song is called Remember the Day. And it's not part of Awesome Town because it already took the turn off the 401.
The Awesome Town off-ramp.
The off-ramp to Awesome Town.
Yes, and this song was actually a collaboration lyrically between me and Steve. Usually I write all the lyrics, so this is a great kind of like as we grow as a band together, you know, we're starting to work and meld all our ideas together as opposed to only Nathan can write the riffs and only, you know, these guys can come up with the beats and only I can come up with the lyrics. Well, we're really starting to grow in that respect in the sense of Steve and I are collaborating and the boys are, we're Awesome Town guys. I love you guys.
All right, let's hear how it sounds.
Come on. your prayer. Toss it to the side, now the lies are what's left. I still remember the day, like it's yesterday. Why'd you try and take me down to reach the finish first? Why has this become a game to find out who is worse? Oh, through your darkened veil, now you've got the world to see. Your mystery, why is draining me the only way to feed your thirst? Said it's okay. When the time comes, I'm listening it in the way. I still remember the day, like it's yesterday. It's hard to figure out exactly who I am.
So Kevin Simard, Mr. Bass Player, what's on your iPod these days?
What's on my
What are you
iPod?
Listening to other than Fused?
Yeah, well, ever since we came out with the, you know, the CD, that's all I've been listening to. But
good answer, Kev.
I'm still stuck back in the early 90s. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's some new stuff that I listen to, but I mean, at the core, I'm that early kind of Seattle grunge kind of thing hard. So I that's sort of what's on my iPod.
He so you're waiting Motley for the new Pearl Jam album or something, maybe?
Nah, you know, like, I was a big Alice in Chains fan, big STP fan, Motley Crue fan.
Yeah. Motley Crue, come on, buddy.
Before the 90s there, that's probably
spinning
the only
drums.
Band, but that's pretty much what I listen to. I mean, I'm still waiting for the next wave of music, and hopefully I think we could be part of that. So,
Steven, everybody would always wants a description of what segment of the music business do you fit into? What's your sound fit into? And everybody always says we're totally unique.
Yeah.
But what were your influences, and you know, what are you hoping to get out of Fused?
What were my
there's 15 questions all wrapped into one.
Remember, you're talking to the drummer. One
minutes.
Question at a time. Yeah. Ooh,
yeah. As far as the band's influences, I think that we listened to a lot of kind of Canadian bands. Widemouth Mason was one that kind of really sticks out as being a band that we really dug and we really grooved to. You know, for myself, I'm kind of a Rio Statics, Tragically Hip kind of fan. I don't know. I have a huge range of stuff. I grew up playing jazz and blues music, so that's kind of what I bring, I think, to the band itself. But for... We kind of listened to a lot of Fused. I hate to say it, because I mean, we focused on writing our own stuff right out of the gate, and that was the big thing for us, is we wanted to be a fully 100% original band. And you know, I guess we all just took sounds from our outside influences and mashed it into Fused. Hey, there you go. You got this much talent.
So where did the name Fused come from? Did you come up with that?
It was throwing a D on the end of Fuse, which was the original band we came from. So it was Fuse before, but then once we found this lineup, it became Fused.
And what does Fuse together. Mean then?
Fuse was, oh my God, we got to come up with a name to put on our the first CD of the first bands. And it was just a last minute The original singer came up with Fuse and a number because he's thinking Blink 182 and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, actually, no, just Fuse sounds good. So started out with Fuse and then it's been fused.
Yeah, it sounds kind of silly, but it's actually true. Nathan and I spent so much time playing with different bassists and different drummers, and some of them were great talent, but the personality wasn't working, or you know, great personality, but unfortunately couldn't play. So it took us so long to find these guys, Kevin, Steve, and as soon as we started playing with them, like, that was it. Like, this is fused. Like, we were fused together. I know it might sound silly, but it's honest. Is that as soon as we found them, we started playing together. Like, that was it. This is our band. And if us together being, you know, best friends and being able to create really great music, I mean, if there was any chance for us to get in the market and make it, like, it's with these guys, and that's how we were kind of fused together. So we're called Fused.
Excellent. Okay, well, let's do another acoustic number here. Let's. What do you pick next?
I think Wasteland's a pretty cool acoustic.
It's a really cool song. Yeah, Wasteland's a really good song. It's kind of got like that Jivey, get up on your feet. If you dial the number, you get the CD for free.
Postpaid.
Yeah.
Postpaid.
Highlight you Fused.
Okay, let's go into Wasteland.
All right, let's do it.
So our engineer here, John, today asks us, is Awesome Town in Wasteland?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Awesome Town is basically when you get through it all, you reach your salvation. And that's Awesome Town. All the hard work you put into life, all the stuff, all the crap that you go through every day, all the stuff you got to try and pull yourself through at the end of the day, you reach the end of the tunnel with the light.
All the Awesome Town. Yeah, all the things you love, all the things that you believe in, that's Awesome Town.
Yeah.
Everything Awesome is. Town is the destination and Wasteland is the journey.
Wow.
Oh. There we go. Interview's over.
That's profound.
Wow.
It doesn't get any better than that. Stab your ears out now, right? if that's the last thing you heard, you might as well, you know, you'd be better off not hearing anything else because it's
if
going
the
down.
The Nobel Peace downhill. Prize are listening.
You're welcome, Nietzsche.
Well, let's let you get those instruments out of your hands. So you got a couple more that you wanted to do acoustically?
Yeah, we would love to.
What do you have left?
We have Future and Broken Soldier.
Future and Broken Soldier, yeah. All right. Let's just run straight through those two. And,
sounds perfect.
We'll go from there.
All sounds right, guys.
Good. Well, thanks
Hope
for
you
having
enjoy.
Us.
We loved it. Awesome Town.
Everything to life is more than what we are, it's more than what we have been. Can you see the truth if it's right in front of you? Or do you feel like you used to? Oh, I can feel the moonlight shining on my face. The future's gone away again. I can't keep this pace. When you think you're drowning, gotta keep the faith, oh, the future's gone away. Yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. Do you find it hard to know the life I thought could only take you there? Gotta keep the faith, or the future's gone away. Hey, 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 what's going on in the world? Times of fire and ourselves. That's a hide and the skies is where the truth is. Can you see past this stride? I said, hey, you don't understand. What's been asked to you, and I feel this world is jaded, and I feel this world is broken once again. I feel overstated, and I feel this world is breaking once again. Once again. There are difference. Can a costume create those lines? Who we are and what we're not and what we could be. We follow the wrong design. I said, hey, you don't understand what you're supposed to do. Yeah. I said, hey, you don't understand. What's been asked to you, and I feel this world is jaded, and I feel this world is broken once again. I feel overstated, and I feel this world is breaking once again. Oh. It's always beautiful. Who cares what's behind those eyes? Is there passion? Is there knowledge to inspire? Why is your vanity your only desire? I said, hey, you don't understand what you're supposed to do. I said, hey, you. Don't understand what's been asked to you, and I feel this world is cheated, and I feel this world is breaking once again. I feel overstated, and I feel this world is breaking once again. This world. Walk and have a thought and think about it.
Well, I got to really thank you guys for coming into the studio today. It doesn't get much better than this. Just
you know,
sitting back and having the band come to you. That's what's nice about having the studio, I guess. Is sometimes the bands come to you. It's been awesome.
Well, thank you so much for giving this opportunity, because, I mean, really, in the grand scheme of things, as other musicians who are listening know, that Ottawa needs a little bit as much support as we can for local music. So thank you so much for giving us the opportunity. All those who are listening, we invite you to go to FusedCanada.com. We got links to our Facebook page. You can become a fan. You can see when our MySpace page as well. All the links are there at FusedCanada.com. You know, feel free to check it out, and you'll be able to see when our next shows are. And we have a TV interview coming up as well. You'll be able to kind of keep update on that as well. So thank you all so much for listening. By all means, give in a call to get those free CDs. They're for you guys. And thank you so much for having us. It's been an absolute awesome time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Worldwide Freedom.
Thanks. Cheers.
Radio Network.
It's been great.
That's been a great experience.
What do you guys think of the Ottawa music scene now? Are you finding it's rebounding a bit?
It's starting to.
It's starting to.
It definitely had a lull, at least my two cents of it is it definitely had a lull there where it was really just mishmash, not like one bar would go up and then it would close down, and it was really hard to kind of, you can kind of find one bar to play at consistently. And if you saturate that market too much, you don't have that impact. But now, you know, with, you know, the bars coming back up, Live Lounge, for instance, with the Big Money Shot, which is something that we're going to be trying to get into. Feel free to call in and tell Live Lounge that we deserve to be in the Big Money Shot. Feel free, I'm just saying. Yeah. But I mean, just all those sorts of things that are starting to come out to really support the Ottawa music scene is definitely needed, appreciated. Yeah. And we'll do anything we can to support other bands as well.
And local bands in Ottawa, make sure that you support each other, because without having that camaraderie and support,
absolutely,
you know, the scene is never going to get to the next level that it needs to get to.
That's just it. There is some sort of critical mass of, you have to have so many original acts out there too. You know, it's great. I go and see cover bands once in a while too, but I always prefer, you know, the original stuff. And I know that's where your hearts are, you know, starting the band with, no, we're not going to do covers. Let's just
cover bands are nothing without great original music to cover. And
yeah,
well, it's just unfortunate. Right, so. Sometimes people are just forced to do cover songs. They want to do the originals, but the bars won't hire them unless they're doing the cover song. So, support live music.
Yeah,
I'm seeing a change for the positive here in Ottawa too.
Absolutely, though, absolutely. And we're hoping we can help with that. We go out and support local bands. I mean, let us know when you guys are playing. Post it on our website. We'll totally support you guys as much as you support us. So,
absolutely,
we're all supposed to be working towards a common goal of rocking it out and showing everybody that Ottawa can produce excellent music. So.
Well, thanks once again, folks. It's been fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. It was a great time.
Okay.
Worldwide Radio Network, what's up? Ow!
Hi, everybody. This is Steve from Fused. You're listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. Planet Earth.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're still sitting down after that one, I hope it means you're driving, because I just about hung myself here in the Canadian studios with the headphones on and trying to dance. All right, that was 8 a.m. by Fused off of Four Mares of Awesome Town, and we have one more Fused tune for you here, at least. Let me look. Hopeless is up next here on the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network.
Hi, this is Nathan from Fused, and you're listening to Worldwide Freedom Radio.
This is Sarah from Fused, and you're listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio.